It's Wednesday, September 2nd. Oil is climbing again as the U.S.-Iran conflict deepens. A database company just beat its earnings and got punished for it. And Dell is quietly becoming the hottest AI trade nobody's talking about. Dev, set the scene. What's driving things this morning?
Three things. First, oil. Bloomberg's lead this morning is essentially Trump can't close a deal with Iran, and the war is getting worse. Oil is gaining on that. We've been watching the Hormuz situation for weeks now, and today feels like a step up in intensity.
Right, and Bloomberg put it pretty starkly. The art of the deal eludes Trump on Iran. Not a great headline for anyone hoping for a quick resolution.
No. Second thing, Japan. Bloomberg is also reporting this morning that a hawkish Bank of Japan official left the door open for a bigger-than-expected rate hike. The yen jumped. That matters because a stronger yen squeezes Japanese exporters into companies like Honda, and it ripples into global currency markets.
And that's not great for Honda, which is already fighting a supplier cost war. Third,
Dell. Big earnings beat, strong AI server demand. That story just broke through, and it is moving fast.
Okay, let's go deeper on MongoDB, because this one is genuinely confusing. They beat their numbers, and the stock fell after hours. How does that happen?
It's a classic Wall Street trap. When a stock has already run up a lot heading into earnings, you know, because everyone expects good news, you made it. Even a solid beat sometimes isn't enough. And the bar was so high that pretty good reads as disappointing.
So the stock got punished for meeting expectations that were maybe too optimistic to begin with.
Exactly. And sentiment on MongoDB turned negative after hours. The story right now is bearish, which is the paradox. The company itself is doing fine, but the market got ahead of it.
Why should a regular person care about a database software company?
Because MongoDB is one of those bellwether tech names. When it wobbles after good earnings, it tells you something about how stretched valuations are across software broadly. It's a mood indicator as much as a company story.
That's the part I'd actually watch, not MongoDB specifically, but what it says about tech sentiment right now. Okay, so if MongoDB is the story with caveats, what's actually gaining steam right now?
Dell's AI server story just caught fire. It wasn't really on the radar before today, and now it's confirmed and moving. The demand for AI hardware, the physical machines that run these AI models, is inflecting upward, and Dell is right in the middle of that.
And China QDII expansion is also picking up. That's the program that lets Chinese investors put money into overseas stocks. More money looking for a home outside China.
Right. Both of those broke through today. On the cooling side, the Novartis multiple sclerosis drug trial win is getting a lot of attention right now, which actually means the easy money on that trade may already be in. When everyone's noticed something, that's usually when it gets harder.
Devil's advocate time. The Dell AI server story sounds great, but what's the worry?
The worry is that AI hardware demand, it has been about to surge for a while. And if the actual orders don't materialize at the scale the market is pricing in, this move reverses hard. Plus, Iran escalation keeps oil elevated, which is an inflation risk. And inflation makes the Fed nervous, which is bad for growth stocks.
So even the good story has a geopolitical shadow on it right now.
Pretty much everything does this week.
What are you watching tomorrow?
Any developments out of the Iran situation? If Trump's tone shifts, oil moves fast. Also, keep an eye on the yen. The Bank of Japan rate hike talk is live, and a surprise there would shake currency and equity markets simultaneously.
And the Jazz Pharmaceuticals material agreement that filed quietly yesterday. Details on that could matter by Thursday. Honestly, the through line today is that good news keeps getting complicated. Strong earnings, punished. AI boom, shadowed by oil. Worth sitting with that for a bit. Thanks for listening to Narratic Daily. We're back Thursday. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.